All right, this is Randalicious, and welcome to the 56th Hexus podcast. Let's get it going. I'm Randalicious, and I'm the leader of Hexus.
I'm Aubrey, Bronze Star.
I'm Chakul. I'm rank 1, non-alternate accounts, rank 1 EHP, no 200 mils, rank 1 anti-bully, rank 1 pigtails, and general in Hexus.
Pause. Pretty
guy. I'm a banana and Hexus. Gao.
I'm sleep. I do not like when people say pigtails. I'm Gao.
Alright. Trickle, it's been a while since you've been on. You were heavily requested to make an appearance. So, question for your fans is, how the hell have you been?
It's been nice to not be pressured with the Hexus podcast for over 6 months, and I'm very excited to be on it again for one night and one night only with my pals. Hope I can offer some good input on these questions.
For some people that perhaps started watching the podcast in the last couple months, tell them a little bit about yourself.
I just gave quite a big introduction. I think they already know enough about me.
Titles and ranks.
I used to be a regular on the podcast, but yeah, it's kind of annoying being awake pretty late to cater to you and Aubrey's EST.
Whoa! I woke up early for you today.
Yeah, today, but not in the past.
12 p.m.? I like to be asleep at this time, dude.
All right, House. You've not been on the podcast before. Tell the viewers a few things about yourself. You know what you've done in game.
I've been playing on and off since Old School came out originally, and first 3 years I sort of like played 300 EHP. And then the last year, I played about 2,000, so I've definitely changed a bit. And definitely like Ranch.
All right, so let's take a look at some of the updates that have come out in the last 2 weeks. One of those updates is the diverse dungeons and the relocation of many Slayer monsters. So, what do you guys think of all the changes and relocations to Slayer with the new dungeons now? What are some of the things that you like about it, or perhaps dislike?
So, this sort of came apparent, like, just as I was getting to the end of Slayer, so I didn't really have much of an opinion on it. I was a bit angry that if I was to do more Slayer, I'd have to relearn it all again, but the more I looked at it, the more I sort of started to like it, and it's really quite nice that Slayer sort of regained that organic feeling it once had, like at the start of Old School, where you actually were running around for certain tasks rather than just running to this one cave where everything is conveniently located. So that's a definite good thing. I haven't tried out any of the things. I don't know, like, if it's, you know, more convenient, less convenient, if some spots are better or worse than the previous sort of counterparts, but yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, the smoke devils are closer than what they were before, but baby black dragons are a little bit further. For the most part, the rest are pretty much same travel time if you take the closest teleport. So, yeah. Go ahead, pause.
Yeah, I like how this. I like this direction they're heading with things more natural, like how. When they came out with Zaya, it was just a square, and now they've changed it to look a lot nicer and, I don't know, just look more like real life, I guess, in a way. But yeah, I think they should have done this a long time ago. Neve's Cave is just, everything is very conveniently located right next to each other, and yeah, now it's going to be a lot nicer. I like that.
So I don't personally do Slayer. I won't be doing it for a while, but I like the direction these updates are going in, like the feel of it. It doesn't feel as private state, sort of. And yeah, seems like a good update. And from what I heard, cow fights are actually higher at Spain hour now. So.
Yeah, with more spawns, it's a little bit better. For me, I like the relocation of it. I was initially scared at first because I thought that it would be really difficult to get to every single thing, but I think they've done a real good job. Yeah, it's a good update. Neve's Cave was kind of trash. And I like the addition that they made to some of the rooms in the catacombs to try to combat the overcrowding of Bloodvelds and Abyss Demons. Yeah, good update.
So, the slowest part of Slayer for me is when I get to the bank and look at the bank and think about the next task I have to do, I just get confused and I don't go where I need to go. So, if anything, my Slayer is going to be, it's just going to be horrible, dude.
You're going to have to, like, write on your hand what you're going to have to do.
Dude, I have to, like, look at the bank and I go to every one of my tasks I don't go to and I'm just forgetting something. You know, I go to the Caliphites, I forget my cannon, and I gotta go back and get it, and then I'm poisoned, and I gotta go gotta get my hand poisoned. And, dude, it's, if anything, this just made Slayer 10 times harder.
Worst update ever.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get over that, making sure I have everything on me. I find myself still every day forgetting something at one point in time.
I kind of feel like it's overdue as well, considering it was one of those updates which was just the raw essence of 2014, just one of those updates that Ash slowly picked away at on his own. But now that we've actually got a pretty decently sized team, there's absolutely no reason for it to look better.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done any Slayer since this update, and probably won't for a long time, but I like the idea of it anyways. I can't comment on the specifics, really, but I like the more organic feel to it, how you're actually, like, running around the game to places that you wouldn't have gone to much in the past, kind of like the Gutenoth area and stuff like that. So it feels like it makes the skill a bit more interesting.
Yeah, it makes the skill at least look much better developed than what it previously did.
Yeah, yeah.
I really didn't like the baby black dragons and how there's two rooms of them. One's three, one's two. And one of them, I wish the room with three was closer than the one with two. That's just my only complaint. So an update that's getting pretty popular of an idea would be making the Desert Elite Amulet 4 change to teleport to the new Calphite Hive. What do you think about that as a way of reviving the diminished reward?
It sounds fun to me, I guess. I don't really see any problem with it.
So I guess they sort of were made a little bit useless from, or at least the shrine was, because of the pools. But cow fights are already faster. I think it was Tormentor who was saying he normally got like 65k an hour. Now it gets, like, 73k an hour. But overall, I guess, I mean, gives it another use, I guess. But just giving it another use just because, I don't know, doesn't really seem needed, but it's just my opinion.
Yeah, I don't really see a need for it, but I guess it kind of gives people another incentive to get the elite done. What did it do previously? Because I have no idea.
Teleported you to the Narda altar.
Oh, okay.
And then after they came in with the pools.
Alright, yeah.
But I don't know if it'll be something that'll end up coming in with the... They've changed the achievement diary teleports twice now in the last... Like, they changed it to or where they were thinking about changing it to having 5 teleports to each achievement person per day, but now they're just changing it to like 10 overall teleports per day, which teleports you right to the shanty pass. And I think that's okay. We don't need the Desert Fort Elite Amulet getting changed, but I think that it would be nice to make it worthwhile again.
So, I never got the amulet yet, because I don't want to kill the Cowfight Queen. It's just too long of a run. But if anything, this is just another item I'm going to have to look through my bank to find when I want to slay. And it's just going to make it that much slower. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to do it, though.
It's going to be tragic. I really hate it, because we just praised it for, you know, bringing back that organic feel. Yeah, you have to run around for Slayer again, and then less than a month afterwards, the novelty is worn off and people just want teleports everywhere. Just fucking run there, you're getting better XP anyway. I understand that there is absolutely no use to get the Desert Amulet. Regen Brazen and HP Cape saves you from desert in the Desert Heat anyway, so you don't need the Infinite Water Skins effect, and you don't need the pool because
I just got Calphite too, you know.
But just like what Paran said, just adding it for the sake of adding it, and just, you know, I don't like the idea.
They could add Ranch.
It's an elite reward.
Calphite Ranch.
Give us something better. Got to make sure I bring that anti-poison. Can't fall asleep here.
Dude.
All right. So, with all of these changes that have been done to Slayer, though, what are some changes you would still like to see being done to the skill?
Oh, fuck. Just make it faster, man. That's what we need. Shit, sorry.
I don't really know. I feel as if I should be probably one of the more qualified people to speak on behalf of it after I just finished doing my chunk of it, but
you might be the most qualified person here.
I don't really know. I enjoyed my bit of Slayer and weren't any major complaints with it, really. I think it's alright. Jagex made the they make the updates with good intentions, but the players are the ones that sort of, you know, find the ins and outs and how to make these things, like, even better. This infinite Slayer gem thing is fucking stupid. it takes 40 minutes to make all your Slayer rings for 200 mil Slayer. And a Slayer gem is already infinite. It's the rings that aren't infinite, so... precision of language nitpick, but it's fucking stupid.
Do we know what the drop rate for that gem is?
It's the same as Imbued Heart, I think.
Okay.
Still, I was watching Lola's video, and
gonna be a nice increase to. Probably not nice.
You're gonna be like, every time you get an internal Slayer gem, it's gonna be, oh, that could have been an Imbued Heart.
Aren't they tradable, though? Maybe they'll...
The gem is tradable. It's not 40 mil, though. The gem's tradable. Some changes I'd like to see. I want to have a multi-combat black demon area. That is all. Oh.
Also, Abby Demon's area. Demon's not teleporting everywhere.
Yeah. Hold on. Go ahead.
Randalicious only Slayer worlds.
Keep it going.
Knows what you want.
Yes. All right, go ahead, House.
All right, so it's been almost a year since I've touched Slayer, and I don't plan on touching it anytime soon. But I don't know. There's nothing really that I care to see. I mean, there's been recent updates that haven't even, like, changed the way Slayer's trained, but it's boosted Slayer, like, 3 to 5k at a time.
Yep.
So I don't really have any updates I see.
The other thing I could think of would be like how they have all these different Slayer task only rooms. If they had some sort of other higher requirement room for the Slayer monsters that actually have nice drops. But yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay. I want to be able to like take my task with my Slayer points. That'd be cool. Because sometimes I want to DK his task, and I just can't get a DK his task. And if I could spend like 200 points just buy the task, I would.
Oof. 200 points. You might get it within six fucking skips.
Yeah, but I've used over 1,000 before. There's been some sad days.
I can't even imagine. Alright, so The Inferno is planned for release on June 1st, and today there are a bunch of people at Jagex right now taking on The Inferno. There's been quite a bit of tweets about it, but I'm not really familiar with what's been going on today. If anyone knows a lot of stuff, you know, feel free to talk about it. But for The Inferno, do you guys have any plans on doing it day one, and how well of an update do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be good because it's sort of building on existing content. Like, it's just going to be another fight caves, and like everybody likes the fight caves, or at least has done it to get the fire cave. I really hate how they bitched out and caved into peer pressure about putting it in the Cesar area just so that people can complain in the future about how dead Zaya is. That's really fucking dumb. Will I do it? Probably not. If I was still slaying, I might have considered it. But, I mean, Fire Cape is, like, relatively insignificant when it comes to, like, time save doing Slayer, and even less now, considering you nearly, like, three tasks at double speed because of the bracelets. So I don't know if I'll even do it if I ever go back. It's like, so kind of, I've not touched the fight caves since I was like 80 combat on this game and failed like four times trying to get my first cape. Another thing I really like is that Reddit was just a mess with, here is a suggestion for the Inferno cape, here is a suggestion for the Inferno cape. The mod Rye basically just said, shut up, ours is better to them. And I like that he actually had a pair of balls and said that to people complaining about it on Reddit. That was good.
I plan to try it day one, if I got the time, because I gotta go to the doctors. But if anything, I hope my twisted bow is what makes it easy. Because I do not want casuals to have this cape. Dude, you see level 20, well, like 25s with the fire cape. I don't want to see them have an Inferno cape. And if it does turn out to be a hard cape, you could sell that cape for like 20 mil. Talk about the new shop, dude.
I'm not going to do it day one. I'm so bad at PVMing that I already know it would be a waste of time.
Yeah, I noticed that Hex has renounced its claim as the rank 1 PVM clan in its Twitter bio.
correct. Correct. But, I'm so bad. Like, I spent hours watching videos on how to do Zolra, and then it still took me 6 minutes and 55 seconds to kill it. So an Inferno that's supposed to be even more difficult, that ain't fucking happening. I would need a mountain of help to have a chance. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be trying it first day. I'm definitely gonna be seeing how people do it, their methods of doing it. I think it'll be a good update, though. They've hyped it up long enough. I don't. They can mess it up, but I'm hoping it'll be similar to Raids where there weren't really any complaints on release.
Yeah, I've never killed Jed before, so I definitely won't be doing this, not on my alt or anything, so. But I am looking forward to... I like how they are coming out with other stuff on the side of it, not just, you know, a new Jad, just like some other stuff with skilling, I guess. They have these lava eels, I think, are coming out, and gem pickpocketing that's supposed to be better than... better GP per hour than knights, so hopefully that gets... hopefully people will do that, and gem prices will go down. It'll be amazing.
I'll probably do it, but I'll definitely wait until other people figure it out, because I don't really feel like wasting a lot of time on it.
Yeah, they talked about... fucking what's it called? Like, giving out some crazy... reward for whoever kills it first. Anyone have any ideas for what they think that may be?
I'm surprised it's like another in real life dragon item.
I don't
something
know,
to that thing? Effect. Yeah.
Dude, maybe your name on the dude outside the door. Like Big Red Japan.
Yeah, Big Red Japan. Just waves at you as you go in.
Yeah. Like, hey guy. Hope you have fun. Wait, when are they gonna add the pet? Because I know a pet's coming.
Yeah.
If it doesn't already have one.
I don't know if it's coming out with one or not.
They tend to add a pet to everything.
Yeah.
But alright. Speaking of pets, how about this new Schizo pet and the announced drop rate of 1 in 65? What do you think about the Schizo pet and the like the Dark Claws and Purple Slayer helmet?
Well, they should have just done a pet on release because we all know that everybody wants pets. As far as 1 in 65, I don't think it's that bad, though. I think 1 in 100 would probably be better, but I think anything more than that would be too much.
Yeah, I think they probably should have, like, doubled that. Does anybody know this for a fact? Because I know Rock mentioned it on the Q&A.
It's on the news post, about, 1 in 65.
Let the month finish.
Okay, sorry.
They based it off of like how much Slayer XP you gain, I think. But if you like just straight up farm the emblems, I think that it's probably a lot quicker than they expected. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think, well, I don't like pets, and I don't like Slayer Helm recalls because they're stupid, but the people were asking for them for ages, so, you know, lucky you if you wanted that sort of thing. People were like, oh, it's too common, it's like, not even that common compared to other pets in game. I'm not a pet expert or anything, I'm just a normal man.
There are a lot of pets that are a lot more common.
Yeah, but... I mean, the boss itself is easy, but I mean, so is like quite a few others. I don't really get why people are complaining. I think they're just sort of attacking the whole, I have 65 totems in my bank, and I killed 65 Schizos in 2.5 hours. Lol, it's a 2.5 hour pet. When he's completely sort of forgetting that you had to go out of your way and gather those totems for a week. So, I've got no issue with it being as common as it is. Maybe bump it up to 100, but I don't know.
1 in 65 seems like an odd amount. Let's see, Bront says 65 totems takes 17 hours, and that it's the second fastest pet in the game.
I guess if you're farming for it.
That's interesting. Like, if you're slaying, totems are zero time.
I refuse to believe you can get 65 totems in 17 hours.
That's what Bron says. I don't know.
If they were balancing it around farming totems, though, then even if they made it 650, then it would still be 170 hours, which is less than a lot of pets. It's like, they can't really make it absurd rates that people wouldn't even get it along the way to 200 mil slayer just to cater to the possibility of farming.
I think that it's very fucking interesting that they came out and gave this Skatizo pet drop rate day one, and it's been over 4 months since raids have been out, and we still don't know any of those drop rates.
Yeah, they usually don't do that. It's weird.
I don't want to know the rates drop rates.
Why is that?
Because it'll make the price go down.
True.
Or up, you never know.
Potentially.
You never know.
I feel like it'll go down. Also, I don't want to be, like, salty when my drop rate's just awful. Even though it's pretty good.
Alright, so let's take a look at the content poll that's currently out. What do you guys think about the Hunter Kate perk of unlimited teleports to the black and red shins? This thing is failing and likely won't pass, but what do you think about it?
Unlimited red shins isn't a big deal considering Feldip scrolls teleport you like to the exact same place. I think the issue that people have is the black chins just teleports you straight into deep wilderness. Again, it's pretty easy to get there anyway. It's no big deal. I just think these Kate perks are just getting a bit out of hand anyway. As we'll find out in the next question.
Yes. So I don't mind unlimited red chins. I think the problem people had were black chins, since it's basically unlimited easy ragging, since you can just teleport right there. But I don't know if it would have been possible for them to do like limited, but maybe increased black chins, but then unlimited red chins or something. I don't know. Would have gotten way too complicated either way, though. Either way, I mean, I'm fine with either one. It's not hard to get there either way.
See, I never knew it had a cap on the red chins, because I never went there more than 5 times in one day.
Yeah.
Black chins don't need unlimited. It'll just make hunting black chins more annoying.
The whacker takes you pretty much straight there anyway.
Yeah, but that takes time. You could forget
your
axe.
So does getting a... So does getting 99 Hunter.
Yeah.
Boy.
That is very true.
Yeah, kind of a pointless poll question here. I didn't know those scrolls existed, but yeah, I knew about the Waka canoe. You could easily just get there anyway, so...
Think of how easy it would be to rag people doing, like, imagine you're one of those stupid fucking people that the best thing or the most fun thing in your life is ragging hunters, and you have a pool of rejuvenation at your house. Pool of rejuvenation, get your spec back, go up, spec someone out. Run out, teleport, back to your house, get the spec back up, go back. This would be a terrible... I don't think that 200 mil hunter through black chins... I don't think it would have been something really viable to do had that question passed, because of the amount of ragging that would ensue. Red chins would have been, without a doubt, much better long-term.
Yeah, pretty much agree. Just don't think it's necessary at all. I kind of doubt that many people were actually running into their limit. And even if they were, like, for red chins, you can just use the scrolls anyways.
All right, so as we were talking about, Trickle was alluding to some skill cape perks. This was something that I complained about many, many podcasts ago. Yeah, this would have been about a year ago or so. Should the smithing... Question being pulled, should the smithing skill cape perk provide the effect of goldsmithing gauntlets in addition to its existing perk? Before we get into this, it used to be the goldsmithing gauntlet perk, and then they said, hey, let's increase the size of the coal bag instead. But we'll then allow you to use the ice gloves and blast furnace. So...
They were like the same week update.
It was the same. Like, it was on the same fucking pole. It was on the same fucking pole, dude. I was like, what the fuck?
Shall we make Blast Furnace easier? Yes. Should we make Blast Furnace harder? Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they were asking.
I just exactly. Yes, nothing. Every single thing.
And then I tweet Ash. I was like, dude, this shit is contradicting itself. No one's gonna fucking use this coal bag perk at 99. And he was like, yeah, you know, that's probably something we should definitely get looked at. And that was a good 10 fucking months ago.
You don't say.
It was a long time ago.
200 mil smithing, and we're now in this position where they're realizing how stupid that was. So, what do you think about it?
So, with my playstyle, goldsmithing gauntlets would definitely be a far more useful perk than the toll bag, because I can't see myself ever using that perk, like, once. But, I mean, switching gauntlets isn't that hard either, so... Either way, I'm fine with it.
Oh, they've made it where you don't have to think at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's stupid that they changed it in the first place, and I'm glad that it's going back to what it was, because it was an actually useful, not overpowered perk. It went to just a useless perk.
Right.
The issue I have with this is that bit on the end that you left off addition to the existing perk, and that is, whenever anyone talks about fucking skill cape perks, that is the line that is fucking in all of them. The agility cape perk has like three fucking perks now or something. Well, I will have to think it'd be like a stamina potion, it'd be a graceful cape, it'll act as part of the full graceful set. I don't think you should be allowed goldsmith gauntlets, because you should suffer because you voted this out in the first place. No takebacks. Dumb.
Most of the people that voted on it don't even have a smithing cape and one of the reasons.
Most of the people who voted on it probably don't even play anymore.
didn't even think about it whatsoever. There's a huge amount of people that just vote yes to everything without thinking.
I don't even own a coal bag. I'm just gonna say that.
Because it's useless.
I don't.
Isn't a coal bag like 200 nuggets? That's like 13 hours of load.
Yeah,
dude, I'm doing rune anyways.
A burnout getting the prospector set.
I'll make myself a million skirts.
Tell him.
Yeah, it's nice and AFK.
Alright, so what do you guys think about double law? So right now being pulled are double laws at 95 rune crafting and double deaths at 99. What do you guys think about this? How do you think it'll fit into the skill?
Best update, 2017. Was it... Somebody mentioned to me that it was NYJ that suggested this, so yeah, you're the best, bro.
I saw NYJ get a lot of likes on Twitter, but I had seen the suggestion prior, I think, that his tweet started Reddit? Up like a new wave, however, that led to the successful polling.
I think it's a good update. Gives people who runecraft for GP another option, since nature runes aren't that high, since you don't really see people just outing at the GE anymore. So it definitely gives people another option for runecrafting for profit.
I enjoy when people complain about money, so I'm voting no to this because I don't want you to make more money an hour from crafting.
I think it's sitting at 87%. I mean, every vote counts. Yeah. Every vote counts, sir.
You know, just you watch. I got like 1,000 alts ready.
I think if all won, I think there's like 40k votes. I can't even imagine how many no's that would have to be coming in for it.
Yeah. Just you watch, dude.
Oh, man. For me, I'm very excited for this. With the current prices of deaths, it'd be like 2.3 mil GP an hour runecrafting, which is pretty competitive with some PVMing stuff, whereas before it wasn't even close. Gonna be doing this shit on an alt. I retired from the shop over a month ago, but it'll be nice to have some retirement money. I think this is also a really good update because of the way that the game is kind of transitioned. You know, someone mentioned people aren't sitting around alking. But one thing, if you go into those catacombs, you will see so many fucking people bursting or barraging tasks. The game has got a extremely high demand for death runes. And, you know, death runes at one point exceeded like 400 each. They're sitting at like 355 right now. There's not going to be a whole hell of a lot of people that are doing this. I mean, there's not an entirely... Yeah, I mean, you got 99 runecrafting as a wreck, and then you also have to have Morning Zen Part 2. I think it's extremely well balanced and a really good update.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much good all around, so I'm happy with it. Looking forward to it. Making Abyss great again is nice, and I'll probably be doing a little bit of it at least, because I've been wanting to try my hand at some Abyss banking and all that, so can pay for some of my farming through runecrafting again. It should be a bit of fun.
The only issue I really had with this when it sort of came into frame was the chronological nitpick of, you know, why would you get double deaths before double laws? But they've sort of addressed that, and whilst no one is going to do double laws, I still like that they've not forgotten that, you know, that sort of chronological sort of thing for it. Chronology, I don't know what the word is.
Chronological.
And it's nice to actually have a sort of update to rune crafting. It's sort of the traditional way that you train the skill. None of this new fancy, you know, dense essence or anything. It is just rune crafting, just you go into a different rift. And I really like that this is probably one of the first intentional updates to traditional runecrafting.
Yeah, good point.
And that makes it a good update.
I forgot about the Abyss and how much I hate it. Yeah. That's also another reason to vote no.
I'm very excited. Double deaths coming soon.
It's been like 3 years since I did Abyss. It's going to be such a trip, man. Looking forward to it.
I haven't runecrafted in such a long fucking time. Alright, something that's also being pulled is shift-click to empty your pouches for runecrafting. This is right here, a trickle. Here's one of those intentional updates to runecrafting. What do you think?
No, this is one of those... This is one of those updates to runecrafting, but, you know, it doesn't change the way you do the skill, but it just increases XP an hour, like, slightly. Like, you know, left-click Edgeville instead of left-click Rub, and increasing click boxes on rifts and all that kind of jazz. And it's easy enough to empty your pouches without this. Easier, in fact, if you just stick them in the bottom left corner. And you just, you know, right click, drag down, empty, and then when you go to empty the next one, it's right there, so you can just left click and right click simultaneously. It's easy peasy, just do that. but oh no, I can't do that anymore because I can't use AHK that I was relying on to empty my pouches, so...
I don't know how to play with my mouse, sir.
Yep, exactly that.
Yeah, so it doesn't really seem like an update that's really needed. For altars that have a delay between crafting, you can just place your pouches, like Tritt said, in a way that there is no drop-down. And then for lavas, I'm pretty acoustic, so I feel like I would end up shift-dropping my earth runes. So I feel like that would just be annoying for me. So yeah. And I feel like it'll just lead to a slippery slope where we just use shift drop. I remember seeing a GIF of someone like using a rune loader where they shift clicked 14 to withdraw for wines, and then shift click make 14. So it was just like a bunch of left clips, and it just seemed. I mean, they didn't actually implement it for obvious reasons, but I can see something like that actually coming in the future.
Yeah, I really don't want to see more shift-click crap. I just think it's a bad system, and they should scrap it and do something better if they're going to have, like, hotkeys bound to things in-game. The Dreb Room system or something. I just think shift-clicking is stupid, and, like, as soon as they want to have shift-clicking for right-click ops on something where there's actually more than one thing that you'd ever use on the right-click ops, what are they going to do?
Are you going to be using this, or what?
Nah, I probably would end up shift-dropping my earths a lot, and I'm very used to mouse keys.
Has anyone here actually tried out shift-click dropping at all?
Yeah.
That's a fucking mess. I'm absolutely astonished that there wasn't more of an outcry about how ridiculous it is.
I never used AHK, but shift-dropping is pretty nice. Until you shift drop your defender in raids and forget about it, and then you have to get another. That's pretty acoustic in itself. But to shift click my pouches, I don't really runecraft. If I do runecraft, I'm gonna do astrals.
I think you still use pouches when you do astrals, buddy.
Yeah, you do. I also do them at like 20k an hour.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Dude, you just click across the river, and sometimes you run to the wrong side because you forgot to click on the altar, and you're just behind Lunars. Stuff happens. You know, you're just watching a show. Or you're just standing there, and the little Sequoia comes up and kills you.
I don't really think this is a needed update either. I don't know if when I do start doing double deaths on the alt, if this would even be something that I would use. Because one thing that I don't transition. Like. Sorry, go ahead.
You first, I insist.
One thing that I don't like is if you're holding down shift and you hover over to a separate client. Left click does not drop.
Yeah,
you'd have to first interact with the client so it knows that you're holding down shift.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
That's how applications work.
Tell them
I don't like it.
It's just another one of those things that will slowly lead RuneScape into shift click scape of. Oh, yeah, we've already got shift-click to drop and shift-click to enter pouches, so what would be the big deal with having shift-click to do this, or shift-click to do that?
Shift-click log in?
My entire RuneCraft run is just shift-clicking, I'm gonna fucking kill it.
How about if you just shift-click the altar, it just crafts all of the runes.
Yeah.
You don't have to empty your pouches. Be lovely. I mean, shift click drops already in the game.
I've seen that suggestion get a lot of love. Don't joke about it too much. Don't joke about it too much.
Monsters to keep attacking them.
I found that ender of the rune loader. Left click. Post in the chat. It's pretty
acoustic.
Yeah,
pretty acoustic.
Alright, hold on, let me redo it.
That's ridiculous.
Jesus Christ.
Just well, fucking logged out.
Alright. So, next question that's on the poll is, should the pieces of rogue equipment be awarded in a set order to prevent duplicate pieces? Other questions are, have you ever done a minigame before, and if you haven't, does this make you more likely to do it? For me, I'm pretty excited about this. I was going to, at some point in time, start doing some foot knights, at an undetermined time. And this outfit was something I was really dreading getting, and I'm excited about it.
Well, I think that they should be awarded in a set order, but the problem is that much of the rarity and the time that taken to get these sets, like in the past Lumberjack and currently Rogue, is that you can get duplicates. So I think that they should rebalance the rates of them so that it's still a comparable amount of time to get it. It's just not so irritating. Like with Lumberjack, it takes fucking half an hour and it's so stupid. It should take a lot longer than that to get Lumberjack. But I don't think they're going to do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm voting no.
Just tell us why.
I don't like helping people out. like with the lumberjack, I never got it, and I got 200 mil wood cutting. Dude, you know how bad that stuff looks? My fucking dragon axe on, doing the chop emote. Even though it doesn't work at 99, I still did it. Just because I wanted to. And now you're gonna go out of your way to get this rogue's outfit that looks atrocious, just so you can get a little bit extra money.
Atrocious?
It looks horrible.
I think it looks good.
I'm not getting out of bed to wear something that looks like that.
We need to do an asshole memorial where we all just have the mask on for a week.
Mask on! Fuck it, mask off.
With a fire-making cape. Oh. With a Brudu shield and arcane. You can mix or match.
Okay, then. I like this update, mainly because I was going to get it on my ultimate, so yeah, looking forward to this.
I thought it was pretty fast either way. I just checked 10 minutes ago, and I had 12 duplicates, but I still got it in under 40 minutes. So it's already fast, even with duplicates. But I see the direction they're going in. New scaling outfits, they're making it to where you get it one at a time. So I see they're trying to make it sort of uniform in that sense. But I don't see a point to making it even faster.
I have got the outfit. Took me about 2 hours to get the outfit in my one of my Clues videos, Clues 2.0. There's about 2.5 hours of Rogue's Den in the middle there that I just chucked in for the sake of it. If you asked this a year ago, everyone would have said, "Oh no, that's the part of getting skilling outfits is you don't know which piece you're going to get, you can get duplicates." But ever since they removed that from Lumberjack, added it so that you can buy Prospector in a set order, and you can't get duplicates while doing Fishing Trawler, I sort of understand why this update's getting a lot, question's getting sort of a lot of traction to it. For consistency's sake, sure, but it's just one of those updates that's going to reward bad play, which isn't cool.
All right, from one mini game to the next, question about pest control. The question is, is it an activity bar being added in, and it is increasing. So pretty much you're going to have an activity bar, and you need to keep it above a certain level to get the pest control points. They are also then increasing the points from pest control by 1 point per task. What do you think about these changes to pest control?
It feels like something that should have been there since the start. But, I mean, they tried to do it with that whole, you know, 50 damage or you don't get any points. But that's like a DDS spec.
Yeah.
It's just got the island DDS spec a monster and just sit in a corner for a bit, which is what I did to get mine a while ago. So, yeah, I guess it's makes a lot more sense that you have to be actively contributing to get the full benefits of the Void Armor set. Oh, God, I was going to say something else. The increasing points by one per task is sort of like a good compromise for it. So you're going to have to put in a bit more effort, but you get a bit more return. So it's, I think it's good.
It's been a long time since I've done pest control, so I don't really remember it that well, and I don't know what kind of effects this will actually have, but I hope I never have to do that minigame again, because it's fucking terrible, and I can't imagine this will make it too much better, but if
pest
it does...
Pest control is actually an extremely well-developed minigame, I'll have you know.
How?
Much better than Trouble Brewing!
Well, Trouble Brewing has some fatal flaws, but it has a good underlying design. Pest control is just basic, boring shit.
It's very well developed.
Pest control and you'd be stuck with like those tryhards who'd lure the brawlers to like the gate, and they'd get really angry when you killed it for the the little points that you got.
Yeah,
it's a game that requires so many players, and yet like when you have team sizes that large, it's very difficult for it to be coordinated at all. So you end up with like half bots, half people who have no idea what they're doing and are AFKing, and then like five people who are actually playing the game. And then it's just frustrating for the people who want to play and everybody else isn't actually playing.
Well, I think that the changes that they're making are really good. The pest control, the void outfits that I've gotten it on on my main and two of my alts, and I think that they've been... Every single one of them has been leeched. You know, DDS spec, and then I'm out.
The first time I get Void, I actually tried. The second time after I lost my Void, I was just so done that I did the same thing.
It really loses its novelty after you realize, like, oh yeah, I've been doing this for hours and I've only got the top.
Yeah.
Like, why try when you don't even need to?
Yeah, that's the problem. So maybe the activity timer will make it better.
Get the same amount of points for 50 points, whether you get like 1,000 points. You might as well just DDS spec once and go do something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. And the adding in 1 point per boat is why I think this is really good.
Yep. Go.
I like the idea behind it, although at the same time it does sound a little bit annoying. Like, fishing trawler, that activity bar was so annoying to look at when I was going for angler. But the idea behind it...
You can turn your jerky camera off the first day. I was fucking seasick. I was sitting on that thing for like 9 hours, just jiggling about.
So I got my angler back to back to back to back.
I couldn't imagine.
It was so easy
getting it any other day than day one.
Dude, it was nice. I don't even want to use the
horrific
fish.
Experience.
I did it for like some task.
I think it took me like 4 hours for it, but yeah, pest control. I mean, I know currently some people just like get the required points they need for the. Like 50 hit points or whatever, and then they just fletch darts or something. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter, in my opinion. Like, I don't think it'll actually do anything. The points increase, yeah, it seems good. Less time on that minigame, I guess. So, I still have to get Void Elite for diaries, so.
I only ever AFK'd pest control. I didn't hide in a corner. I just run in with auto retaliate on and just hope for the best. And when I did try, dude, look, you know the splatters? Like, you blow up and kill people? I'd lure them right to the portal to kill DHers. And
I did that a couple times.
That was the funnest thing to do. They're like, everyone, please report sleep. He's griefing. And I was like,
sounds I was incredibly funny.
Yeah. It was much better than shutting the door. Dude. That made pest control go by really fast, though. I don't have to go back.
Alright, a little bit more minigame talk here. Archie has finally pushed the narrative enough to get his cheap halos and other stuff. The Castle Wars tickets are being required for the halo, the range armor, and mage armor is being decreased. What do you think about the cost being lowered? And even more so, what do you think about the even more outrageous original suggestion of increasing it to 5 tickets if you lose, 15 if you tie, and 20 fucking 5 if you win?
So, I don't personally ever see myself doing Castle Wars. I mean, from the sounds of it, it doesn't even sound like we're going to get a comp tape anyways. But, yeah, the original suggestion just seems outrageous. I would prefer the new suggestion of just lowering the prices. It's partially because I feel bad for that one guy who had, like, 100,000 tickets, if that was a legit picture.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, then I would have felt bad for that guy, because that's a lot of freaking Castle Wars.
Couple thousand hours.
The original sort of proposal was a bit ridiculous. I'm not going to pretend to be educated in the ways of Castle Warring. I don't really know if Castle Wars has got a thriving ecosystem, but it was just, it just destroyed like a couple hundred hours of playable content that you do to get the higher tier armor sets. And why would a game want to just get rid of that playable content for no like real reason other than, oh, it takes too long, and if you've got gold Castle Wars, you have to have boosted it, because it's impossible to do on your own. I don't like it. So you just left it as it is, because it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than increasing the ticket rewards per game by a long shot. It's better. I still don't think it should have been changed at all, really, but I'm much happier with this than if they were to increase the tickets the way they were originally talking about.
I don't plan to get anything from Castle Wars. It's just a nice dead piece of content on the other side of the map that I don't even have to run by. I don't think about it, nor do I want to.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, basically. It's not, it's like it's pushed back far enough to where it's pretty hard to get to.
I think that the initial suggestion, I honestly didn't even believe the initial suggestion when it was 5 for a loss, 15 for a tie, and 25 for a win. I thought that, no, there's no way they're increasing it by like 8, like making it 8 times faster. And then when I saw, like, that's completely ridiculous. I don't do any Castle Wars, but that was just a stupid fucking suggestion initially.
Were people asking for it, or did it just come out of nowhere?
As stated previously, Archie's narrative finally was pushed to the poll. I don't think that there's no reason for these rewards to have been pulled to be easier to obtain. You know, like, besides Archie, who is wanting the halos at a cheaper cost? There's no fucking reason for this.
I think the reason they changed it to that is because a lot of people suggested that instead of the ticket increase.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is what they did as an alternative to the 25 fucking points per win. But there's really no reason for this at all.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm personally a fan of really like cosmetics that just take like a really long time to get. I really like the tier 6 duelist cap on RS3. Big fan of that. But anyway, I think that if these halos like didn't give any sort of bonus, that people wouldn't care about this anyway. So yeah, pretty clear that just Archie and some peers were more interested in getting faster halos.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear some submitted topics we had. What piece of content would you most like to see in the game that currently is not?
So with content feeling like it's basically being cranked out faster than Dan is cranking out memes on Twitter, there's nothing really that I would like to see, but an idea is that I would like to see the J mods being more interactive with the high level community. I didn't play around that time, but I remember I think it was John C that went into Hetsis to talk about the Black Chin balancing. I'd like to see more things like that. Like, not actual updates specific, but like the idea that they interact more with the high level community. Because, I mean, Maz, like, not understanding passive SP, like, I'm not necessarily, like, I'm not frustrated by it or anything. Like, I don't expect them to know everything, but it just shows that the high-level community should have a bigger input in future updates, because, I mean, they definitely played the game a lot more, so they definitely know things.
Just on a side note of that, Randy, do you remember, is it the Christmas 2014 or 2015 when Archie came into the CC and asked about good methods to get money and good XP at the same time for that 12 days of Christmas thing?
Yeah.
And we're all like pulling out these spreadsheets, spamming in with numbers for things and everything. And in the end, like, did he just end up blocking you or something on Twitter? Yeah, I don't know if we're... I think that's enough high-level community JMod interaction for the time being. We can take a hint.
I'd like my burners in my house to, like, stay lit. If I could dump 100,000 Morentals into each of these burners so I could just, like, not have to light them ever again in my life, I'd do that. Because I've done like a whole inventory. I'm like, why is the screen red? Oh, because they're not lit, dude. You gotta light these. I'm gonna have to do like 20k more bones because of how bad I'm doing this. And besides, well, on like PVM content, let's throw that in there. I want a better range cape. Because my Avas, it's just not cutting it. It looks too. Dude, it looks really bad. I initially, like, just on that site note, I did the quest because I thought it was a backpack you could put stuff in back in, like, 2008, whenever I started playing. And I was sadly confused. I was like, yeah. But I want a better one. That's green. It has to be green.
I would want a steady flow of talismans coming into the game, so they're cheaper. I suggested a while ago a runecrafting minigame concepts. Didn't get much attention on Reddit, but Mod Ash said he liked it, so yeah, I have a link to it here. I'll post in the chat.
You mean like air talismans?
Well, just all talismans. Be nice.
I think DK's drops a ton.
They have they have airs and water and earth, I believe, but that's it.
Oh, do you want like death?
I was thinking more towards like body talismans because they're only dropped by guards, dark wizards, and something else that nobody kills. Well, actually, no, hill giants, but there's not many coming into the game, so yeah.
For like a collection?
Nah, runecrafting, free to play.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing comes to mind as far as, like, more content that I want in the game. Master Runecrafter robes would be kind of cool, though, if they came from, like, a... if they took a while to get. Wouldn't mind that. Stop wasting so much time changing my fashion scape.
I'm usually content with anything, as long as it is sort of, like, old-school original content. Sort of like a niche market that's not been tapped into. Probably like the only like desirable piece of content from RuneScape 3 is a method to train buyables without spending the money, but at like a pretty heavily reduced rate. So like a winter tod for crafting, but it's only like 150k an hour instead of, I don't know, 450k an hour that you can get when you spend money. I think that would be something good to sort of help combat these prices. Looking at the cost of tunable ore coming up to about 11 bill, I'm not fancying it. So definitely like something like that, a Jadinko-esque lair sort of thing for crafting or another buyable. But yeah, as long as it's old school specific, it, like original at least, it's good. No more PDCs though. Fucking hate PDCs.
Why? Players are like a lot, like looking at the Inferno, like the mini.
Yeah, Runite Miner suggested Blast Mine, you got Motherload Mine, and fucking Big Red Japan made agility into the AFK skill. Can you imagine, like, this time today, like, this time 3 years, I'm gonna go AFK and go do some dog whilst I do my homework. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I love agility.
I think some player design content would be good.
I don't.
Yeah, I really wish agility wasn't the AFK skill. Already used shit.
If they, I know they said they wouldn't, but adding marks to Dorg and doing the Brimhaven effect if you don't fail, that would be good.
I would like that.
Dorg is a lovely place.
Yeah, I want a reason to go there.
I want a reason to wear that fucking helmet. It looks awesome.
I wear it all the time while RuneCraft.
I remember watching Jebrin's videos and he wore that for his last bit of max. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is that item? I want it.
It's like the coolest item in the game.
I would like to see a... item come out that stops abyssal demons from teleporting around and stops teleporting us. That'd be cool. Alright, so to actually get on to a good question here. We've peaked at 70k players earlier in the year. With summer coming up here in the next month, how high do you think that number could possibly get?
So, I was looking at the tracker on CML for players online. And from the looks of it, it doesn't spike too much from previous months. So I can see it like maintaining maybe 70k or maybe going to 75, possibly 80, but that'd be a bit of a reach. But I can definitely see it like maintaining 70k players for a bit.
Yeah, if there is like a new spike, it will definitely be whenever the next Deadman thing starts or ends or whatever. But I can see it, like, at least having similar numbers, maybe going, like, a few thousand higher or something.
I'm scared for Slayer and how packed it may be, But I think it could definitely go to, like, 80k.
When are they timing this Deadman thing? If that's just as like break comes into effect, then it's gonna be a right shit show.
Yeah, that's gonna be like a home run for getting people to play. I don't know when this tournament is. Maybe July. I don't know. If it's in July, it'll be it'll get a lot of people.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I think it'll maybe... I don't think it'll get much higher than what it is right now, the highest, 70,000. So maybe 70, 75, perhaps.
Yeah, I think it'll sort of just level out at around sort of 70-ish for the duration of the summer, which will be nice to see and everything, but at the same time, that's more opinions, and opinions different to mine are bad.
See, we could grow the game quite nicely if we just put some ads out there for hot local singles looking for your GP at the GE. Like, those numbers would double. I'm just saying that.
Alright, so to give away some OS Buddy Pro here, this is our for the people that commented on the last video, I said that I would be giving away 2 years of OS Buddy Pro. 1 year to two different individuals. The two winners of the OS Buddy Pro giveaway are Sawyer No Life and Linus Blumgren. you guys got 2 weeks. Message me on YouTube, and I will be giving you 1 year of OS Buddy Pro. God bless. Congratulations. To qualify for this giveaway, it'll be a year of OS Buddy Pro.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Fucking on, dude.
I'll move on to Fantasy EHP. Let's talk about it a little bit. How's your guys' fantasy team performed so far, whether it be a team you own or are on?
So, the team I'm on currently is 2-1. I've been carried so far and will continue to be carried until the week after June 14th, since that's my last final. And after that, I think we're going against Team Froggen. So, spec bid things. Coming out strong.
I've been on part of the community-run meme team. It's been pretty fun. Trying my best. It's kind of strange because last time that Fantasy rolled around, well, first time Fantasy rolled around there, I took it really seriously. But I just don't care.
To interrupt, I can't believe how seriously it's being taken right now.
It's awesome. People putting up like over 100 hours consistently.
Dude, like, everybody ahead of me is doing like 80 weeks. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
Like, my fantasy team, just like seven guys just averaged 88. And we went up against a seven-man team that averaged like 86. There was over 1,200 EHP between 14 guys in this matchup.
A shout out to week 2 Fantasy EHP. Like 86 of us gained a little over 6,000 hours or something.
Was this week even more than last?
Oh, I can't really remember. Let me have a look. What were we on week? So week 3, cumulative gain of 5,881 between 84 people.
What is that, like a 70-hour average?
70 on the dot, pretty much. Oh, hour average. It's fucking ridiculous.
Alright, pause. Tell us about your team.
I don't know about the other team managers, but I have, like, not been coordinating with my team whatsoever. They're just, like, pulling 90 weeks out of nowhere. So, yeah, it's real nice. Came first overall week 2. That was pretty good. And hopefully I can take the win against Team Vires this week.
Have you benched the Titan yet?
Matchup against Vires, I think, the game of the week.
So, I tried so far for 1 week for the fantasy thing, because I just wanted to see what I would do. And I picked Fire Making. And I knew full well my team was going to lose. It's a nice meme team. But I did it anyways. And put up like 103 hours in the Fire Making. And it was quite fun. Until my friends, Piran, not Piran, but he was just there in the voice, they all came to flower me. A few times.
Doesn't really sound like a friendly thing to do.
I mean, It was fun. And then the whole G was covered in flowers. And then they started cooking on my fires and calling me a bot. And buying rings of fucking stone and stuff and then standing in my path.
Beautiful.
It was pretty acoustic.
Miami Tomato.
Yeah. They told me I should fire make with ranch.
Alright, so I manage a team, and my team is doing very well. We currently have third most points scored in the league, and 2-1. Love my team. Got a great locker room of guys. Great communication between them all. We are definitely championship caliber. And I expect to win every other game the rest of the season. Sorry. Next, we got, what are your opinions on the DDoSing and server disconnection issues now that some information has come to light that Jagex actually ended up spending millions of dollars trying to counteract that? Someone pointed out that on podcast 7 or 8, I said that like if everyone paid an extra $1 a month for membership, Jagex would have like 100K a month to use to improve the servers. And I said that would be more than enough.
But we said that on like one of the. We said that on the first podcast when we were talking about bombs. As well.
So, what do you think? What do you think about them actually having to have spent millions on the servers?
It's the dude who did it was like 20 years old or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he's in jail.
Yeah, got like 5 years in jail since then. Yeah. I've not had any problem with it since February. I pretty much just logged out for a week and didn't bother playing RuneScape because I logged in, DC'd, and then logged in, DC'd, and just wasn't really worth contending with it. But that is astonishing commitment for a company like Jagex. Like, maybe £1, but £1 million, or millions of pounds? It's fucking crazy. But, yeah, good stuff. I was going to cancel my membership, but now I'm not going to.
What membership?
Same.
Yeah. So, I remember seeing something. I personally don't know anything about it, but I remember seeing something about it being like extremely expensive and hard to prevent DDoSing. Like, it's practically impossible. And the person who's actually doing the DDoSing, the amount of resources they need is so like minuscule compared to what the person trying to prevent it needs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I haven't experienced any actual problems since the, I don't remember when it was, but whenever OSBuddy came out with Highway or whatever it was to try to counteract it, because it was just really bad. I had problems even loading the client.
Yeah, mine wouldn't load in February either. Something like 8% for 4 days.
Yeah. DDoS to the loading screen. Or DC'd, I mean.
That's happened a handful of times at least.
Yeah, I wonder like what they actually do, like, what they're spending the money on specifically. But I'm glad that they're doing so much and spending so much, and hopefully I guess this is some concrete result. Somebody getting arrested for it. But yeah, I mean, I don't think DDoSing is really going to be just solved. It's just a flaw with how the internet works. So, I don't know. It's going to continue to be an issue everywhere, not just in RS.
Millions of dollars. I mean, it's not always about working hard. Sometimes it's a little bit about thinking smart.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I don't lose my items on death.
Oh, yeah.
That's what really annoyed me. Some dude would log in, the world go offline, and then he'd be gone.
I should have lost.
Like at DK's, you
like
know?
Like 4 bill in gear.
Yeah.
If I lost my stuff when I was playing.
I died to smoke devils quite a bit.
I died to like every task that I did.
Yeah. I was trying to do banders as a little noob.
Yeah.
Even though the worlds were DCing, I still went to DKs. Because I could.
Because why not?
It wasn't smart. I never actually died to DKs. I like logged in with 1 HP and just ate. It was really lucky. But I got a friend who bought 30 Barrows gloves and used them all in 1 month. That's how much he died. Dude, he's a true champion. But
don't you keep them on death unless you're like
this is a long time ago. Okay. It wasn't even from the DDoSing. He just died that much. I'd be like, dude, you have to pray mage, and he'd be like, you can't tell me what to do, and he'd just be praying range, and fucking died prime.
Beautiful.
Good times, dude. It's pretty acoustic.
Alright, so Kieran stated that he'd like to keep the Fire Max Cape in-game, even after the Inferno is released. This contradicts poll number 37 that says only top tier capes will be attached to the max cape, with the Inferno cape being much better than the fire cape. What do you think about this contradiction? What are your thoughts? Trickle.
Well, there's enough max people in game now for them to make enough of an uproar about something like this. So I guess it's to be expected, but you know, just grow a pair of balls and say, hey, we said you weren't going to get this, and you're not going to get this, rather than, okay, you can have it. I don't think it really needs, yeah, people don't really, well, okay, the argument for it is that you've spent all this time making a really cool, not as good as the McDonald's cape, my personal opinion, really cool looking fire cape, but now you're just going to get rid of it for some reason. So I definitely understand that side of the argument, but, you know, it'd be like saying, I don't know what a tier 2 cape would be like. Can we have a prayer cape in a max cape or something?
Yeah, so
you could have thought of something better than that. Sorry, go ahead.
I mean like a god cloak, not a prayer cape.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play enough to Mets, so I don't have a Mets tape, but, I mean, the fact that something contradicts, I'm not really surprised. It's not really the first time we've seen it, but I don't know. I mean, I don't see a big problem with just wearing a Mets tape if you don't have an Infernal tape. Like, you don't need to have a Fire Mets tape, it's just purely cosmetic. Like, it doesn't have any actual perks from the Mats Cape. But, yeah, I mean, I would have preferred if it was just quote-unquote top-tier capes.
Yeah, I really like the Max Fire Cape, even though it's just cosmetic. And I would have really liked a cosmetic Infernal Cape if I ever get that thing. I think more so than anything, they probably just forgot that this was something that they said that they would do. I think their forgetfulness gets the better of them from time to time.
I like the old Fire Max cape, but I don't like the new one, so I just use a normal fire cape now. And also the Avas, I don't like its grayness. It needs to be green. But a black Inferno cape? I don't know how good that's going to look, but I do want it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it'd be pretty easy for them to just take the texture from the Inferno cape and put it onto the Fire Max cape, and then get rid of the Fire Max cape, and they'd still have the cool design and everything, and it wouldn't be awkward. Like, I think that once Inferno comes out, they should just revert the Fire Max capes into the game into just a Max cape and a Fire cape separately and delete the item completely.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Definitely did they makes show, sense.
Did they show that on the stream? The new Max cape with the new Fire cape? Or, yeah.
I don't follow that stuff.
I didn't see that.
I think so.
Really? What did it look like?
I could have sworn they did.
Hang on.
It looked like it had slashes through it.
Yeah, try to find
it. It was just the Inferno Cape animation copied and pasted onto the Max Cape thingy, though. The Max Cape sort of shape. I think Mod Rye tweeted about it. Yeah, I think it looks alright. It's in the Twitch chat, and I'll put it in this.
Alright, let's see.
In voice.
alright.
Can't really like see the lines and the details of the Max Cape, but
you can just see the shape of it.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's pretty. I like that it's pretty similar to the Fire Cape, though. I don't know. I think it looks good.
I like the maxed version a lot more than the standard one.
Yeah.
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 And I don't really like maxed things.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of the Infernal Cape, to be honest.
What would you?
I don't think it looks that good.
What would you like to see from it a little bit?
I don't know. I would have liked something quite different from the Fire Cape. Totally different style.
It needs a pink glow.
Shoulder pads.
Yeah.
With the single.
Retextured Legends Cape.
With a please watch out sign.
Yeah, I really like the original Killing Cape. I wouldn't want it to be like the exact same thing in old school, but I think that was a cool looking cape.
I prefer no cape to fucking just coughing back up stuff that we've already seen.
Yeah. But it would have been cool if they tried to like use some different fancy thing, like the fire cape.
Like the orangey clumps on a normal fire cape just been replaced with dark. Clumps.
Yeah, yeah.
And the darker clumps make it look bad because like they stand out a lot more, which is good, but you can just see that the animation is a loop. I always sort of the Max Cape just looks so random in it, like it's proper lava flowing, not just a treadmill of lava, like the Inferno Cape looks like.
Yeah. And I feel like what made the Fire Cape cool is that it was like the first item with animation on it.
Yeah.
And I feel like they could have tried to take advantage of some other thing and have, like...
Like particle effects.
Yeah, like the first item to have some other effect on it.
Yeah, it could have, like, steam coming off the bottom of it or something.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, lava dripping off it as well.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Alright, so... Just final question we got. What has everyone been up to during the podcast, and what are your guys' goals in game right now?
I've been runecrafting, going for 200 mil, slowly.
What's that XP at?
80 mil right now. Probably going to get passed by Lynx pretty soon. If not already, I haven't even checked.
I'm still in the midst of this existential crisis that follows after finishing any big skill. Either Blast Mine for 2,500 hours.
Quote unquote.
Either Blast Mine for 2,500 hours or Fortic Quarry, I really haven't decided. It's,
Fortic?
4G. It's really uncomfortable position to be in, though. I don't like it.
Are you going to be like tinderboxing or something? I was like, good lord.
Jesus.
So you're not going to... You got like a good 400 hours of agility left.
I want to elk my rune that I got from Slayer on the Ardy Roofs and get a 2-week ban for it.
Well,
as long as it's not at Teeks.
Alright, for me, I did half the podcast. I was doing Slayer, and then I got assigned Smoke Devils, and...
you're worse than Reddit, beating this fucking meme into the ground.
I actually did get smoke devils, no joke.
Yes, I don't doubt that part.
Not
the part that's going to come after.
So, I'm now doing agility just to pass the time. I'll hit up them smoke devils afterwards. But yeah, our goal is 200 mil Slayer. It's going to take probably a year and a half, if not more. Like, if I can get it by the end of 2018, that'd be fucking cool. At 30 mil XP right now.
I've been doing prayer and just watching all the people type ranch into streams. Dude. It's a plague.
It's a plague. It's a plague.
Yeah, it's a plague. It's a ranch. Hey, sleep. Shout us out. Please?
Basically, I've just been chilling in the fun zone. It's basically like all I do while at school now. Short-term goals, probably top 250 for those twin tails.
Oh.
And long-term, 200 mil agility and fishing, and I'd like to take the week record for agility.
Cool.
Oh, that'd be quite difficult.
Good play, fancy HP.
Skip.
Yeah, it's only 151 hours on Artie.
Fuck, does this guy mean I'm not in my house?
Should be doable. Alright.
I've been fishing, snow fishing for the past, I want to say 7 months now. I got about a month and a half left till 200 mil. And
you're going to get 200 mil or you're going to stop?
Yeah, I'll get 200 mil, trust me. I won't stop at like 193 or whatever these people are doing.
Is Azit still going?
Huh?
Oh, is still going or not?
The last time I looked, he stopped at like 190, and he hadn't gained any XP in like 3 days. Good, but man. He might be now. Yeah.
Interesting. And so I'm pulling up my schedule now, trying to see when the next podcast could potentially be. It should be about 2 weeks from now. Fuck. All right, so we're on May 8th right now. May 22, what are we looking at? Oh, fuck me, that's... I would probably look for the next Hexus podcast to be about 18 days from now or so. Look for it to be somewhere between... Ah, shit, we've got a fucking comp going on then. I don't know. It'll be in 2 to 3 weeks. Follow me on Twitter at RandaliciousRS for updates on that. Follow the Hexus account at Hexus. And keep up to date with what's going on. That's it for 56. See y'all next time for 57.
Bye.
Bye.
Go.